Would you please turn with me to Romans chapter 5? I have a simple message this morning based on Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And I'm reading from the New King James, and I'd like to begin in verse 1. Now, I have the New King James. Who has other kinds of translations? And what translations do you have? Debbie? What is it? NIV? All right. I'll probably have you read your section out loud. Who else has another set? Yes. What is it? Okay. All right. New American. All right. So you three, I'll read my two scriptures first. Debbie, if you'll read yours, and then yours, Charles, last. That'd be great. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through Him also we have our access, entrance, introduction, by faith into this grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Wonderfully done, Ron. Absolutely powerful scriptures. Now, it begins with the word therefore. And whenever you see the word therefore, you have to take a look and try to do your best to understand context so you know what the therefore is there for. You want to take a look. God's after our attention. And there's something literally powerful in this section of Romans. How many understand Romans is one of the most dynamic and important books in the entire set of scriptures? Fundamental, foundational, get those foundations under you. If you've got strong foundations, winds can blow, turmoil can come, trauma can come across the nation, but your foundations will keep you strong. Anybody see the wind blow over these last couple of days? It's pretty powerful. Some spots, man, any of you concerned any trees might come down? You know, a man is waving in the wind. We have a brand new flag, actually only a couple of months old, and it was torn in the winds we had on the waterfronts the other night. And so it was a powerful set of winds. But if you've got a strong foundation, you dig down deep, you put your foundation down, that makes the building be able to stand no matter what comes against it. How many have ever watched a building being built like in Seattle? You saw like the bank building. Did you ever take a look at that? When they were building the bank, how far down, how many stories down do you think that goes? How many? Or seven? 35. That's a good number. 35 stories down and 1,000 stories. Maybe a little exaggeration here, but a lot of stories down. Very good, buddy. Because it's got to grip you when turmoil comes. Now, another question. I'm asking a lot of questions this morning. How many of you understand there's a lot of turmoil loosed in our land? Our nation needs Jesus. People need the Lord. And the demonic hordes would love to do nothing more than to rip our nation apart. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. A house divided. So we need to ask God to intervene, to supernaturally intervene. But when the turmoil comes, the people of God, who are ambassadors for Him, who have good news to bring for Him, need to be able to stand strong and not be afraid. Turn to each other and say, "Fear not." Fear not, therefore. So he's going to nail in some very strong foundational understandings, and I'm only going to use two verses out of this chapter. Therefore, having been what? What's the word? Justified, made just with God, justice of the peace, justice. That which was wrong has been made right. We have been justified by what? By faith. What's faith? What's faith?
Believe, trust.
Believing something you can't see. Very good. Who else? Faith. What's it say in the Amplified? Should right there. Does it have a parenthesis by the word faith? Sherry, would you check in the lobby? I think we have some Fine. Good morning, folks. Come on in. Justified by faith. Trust in, cling to, rely on. Trust in, cling to, rely on. There's something to do. Thank you for looking. There's something about faith that you nail it down. What is faith? And the Greek word for faith typically is the Greek word pistis. That which you hold on to. That which you cling to. A lot of people build their lives on shifting sands of things that are turmoil and not truth. But in Jesus Christ, we get to come because He is the what? The way, the truth, and the life. So we build our faith, what we trust in, cling to, and rely on, based upon the Word of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, we have been made right with God. We have been justified, just as if I'd never sinned. Justified by faith. So, what kind of faith? Faith in natural laws of gravity? No, what kind of faith are we talking about? We're talking about faith in the Son of God. Faith that Jesus Christ is exactly who He said He was. Faith that He came and He went to the cross of Calvary. He died, He was buried, and He rose again. Faith based on fact. You see the Josephus historian, historian of antiquity. And it's a fact that the tomb was empty. They tried to come up with a lot of reasons, a lot of explanations. But the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's true. It's happened. It's nailed down. And it's a historical fact. And nobody can explain it. But no other leader of any other religion on the face of the planet has ever died, been buried, and risen again. Only Jesus. Turn to each other and say, only Jesus. Aren't you glad? So we put our trust, our faith, our reliance on Jesus. And because we do, we have faith and justification with God. Now, maybe you were like me. I wasn't a bank robber, but I'd done enough things in my life to know that I'd sinned. Some of you were looking at me like, oh man, buddy. I don't know if I want you to be our pastor if you were a sinner. No, you probably need me to be your pastor because I was a sinner, and thank God I'm forgiven. So no matter what you've done, there's no degree to sin. The Bible says Jesus can justify you, forgive you, cleanse you, and make you whole, no matter what you have done. You say, Kevin, you don't know me. You don't know what I've done. No, but Jesus does. And Jesus said on the cross, with His arms outstretched, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And He released forgiveness to you and to me. And when He said it is finished, we've been through it so many times as we've understood it. But when He said it was finished, that means the punishment was taken. The punishment you deserve. The punishment I deserve for sin. We did things wrong. And God sweeps in and He says, I'll wash you. I'll cleanse you. I'll make you whole and I forgive you. And you get to be just right with God. Justified. How many are thanking God that you're justified this morning? Justified by faith. Justified. Just as if I'd never sinned. Justified. Turn to each other and say, I'm more justified than you are. Okay, you don't have to do it. Thank God we all have justification. So because the scripture says, Romans 5, we're doing Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have what? What's the byproduct? What's the result? We have what? Come on, boom it out. We have peace with God. I remember I was in college and I was a spirit-filled Christian. I gave my life radically to the Lord when I was 14 and that one didn't take. So I did it again when I was 16. Thank God that one took. And you know, I mean, I really did surrender to the Lord. And I was at WSU and I was in college and we were in finals. I was up for 2 days straight and I'm kind of a high energy guy anyway. And I was a little bit rattled getting ready for my finals. And this guy down the hall, didn't even know the Lord. He was one of the worst sinners on the floor, I'll tell you. Anyway, he looks at me and goes, hey, peace, man. Peace, baby. And then he looks at me and goes, you need to go talk to the man. He doesn't even believe in the man. He said, you need to go talk to the man. And you know, it's like there's a scripture in the Old Testament where Balaam was talked to by his donkey. This guy doesn't know the Lord, and he's telling me, he's rebuking me. You need to go find some peace and get right with God. And I'm going, yes, Lord, I'm the donkey. And he was right. We have peace with God. I'll tell you what, you look around today, you look around in our society, tell me, how much peace do you see? Peace comes from being made right with God. And you're like me, I know you are. Some of you go, no way, man. But you know you've done, in your heart of hearts, even if you haven't told anybody, even if you haven't said anything, you know there's something you feel guilty about, or maybe something in the past, and thank God if it's all gone, praise God. But if it's not, if you're not in that kind of surrendered relationship with the Lord, you know there's something I just wouldn't want to tell anybody. And Jesus said, it's me you need to tell, and it's me you need to be right with. And so when we come and we surrender to Jesus and ask him to come into our hearts to be our Lord and Savior, he says, okay, there you go. I've justified you. And now the byproduct is peace. Because there ain't anybody going to be able to steal away your walk with me and your forgiveness from me if you've had right relationship with me. Now turn to each other. I'm doing this a lot this morning. Turn to each other and say, thank God that's true. We have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not telling you can do whatever you want and find peace. You can't. You can try transcendental meditation. That's the old word for it. You can try every form of sex, drugs, rock and roll. You can try everything you want. There was a thing on the desktop yesterday about some of the old songs that some of us grew up with, the Beatles and everything, and all the drug lyrics and all of that. Guess what? They still haven't found true peace, because it only comes from Jesus Christ. Where you know you're forgiven, where you know you've got life, where you know if you died right now, and I want to ask you this question, if you died right now, do you know where you are going? If you're right with God, if you've surrendered to him, you know you're going to be with Jesus. If you haven't surrendered to him, if you don't know, come on up this morning. We'll pray for you. This is your time where you could be made right with God. And if something happened, you know you'd be with him. I remember one time in Pullman years ago saying, as I closed a service, you don't know if your life might be taken from you today. Come get right with God. And you know, we've heard that 1,000 times. People look and walk away. Not an hour later, a gal who had attended that service walked across the street, was hit by a car, and killed. I'm not trying to phony you. I'm not trying to play games with you. I'm trying to say peace comes from right relationship with Jesus. And it's as easy as a prayer, a surrender, where you say, okay, Lord, come into my heart. Then, if you died, you know where you'd go. Jesus gives us that kind of peace. Therefore, what's it there for? He's trying to tell us you can be justified by Jesus. Can be justified by a living faith in him. You can have peace with God. Through whom? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's another part of that phrase that's important to talk about. It's not enough to come and pray a quick prayer and say, okay, I'm going to turn my back on you, Lord. Go my way. Do whatever I want. The phrase is, for his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Savior. No question. The only one. Have you surrendered to him as your Lord? Where I say, okay, Lord, you're in charge. You're the boss. You know what Lord means? Who can call out some definitions for the word Lord? What does Lord mean?
Big boss.
Big boss? Master? Who else? Anybody else? The dude in charge? You know, I don't want to just fill this with myself this morning, but maybe you're like me. I'm one of those guys who, I have my own business for a reason. I'm sorry. That's too rebellious to say. I didn't want to go sit at somebody else's place and have them tell me all day long what to do. I'm a little independent that way. So I have my own business. But you know what? When it comes to God, a lot of people try to have their own business. I got my terms. I go my way. I'm doing it my way. But even somebody like me had to say, no, you're in charge. It's whatever you want, Lord. I surrender to you. If you want peace and don't have it, one of the things to look, it's not automatically meaning you have sin, but one of the most important things to look at is, have I stepped away from my full surrender to you? Am I doing something, Lord, that you don't want me to do? Maybe there's a reason why I don't have peace. If you have right relationship but no peace, it could be that you're not in right relationship or you're doing something wrong. It could be the devil's throwing accusation at you. It could be you need to just remember what the Scripture says. Lots of options, but God gives us peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look, verse 2. Through whom we have, what's the word? Access. Let's talk about access. What is access? Interchange with me. What's access? Through whom, verse 2, we have, what is it, Royal? Access. What's access? Open door policy. What is it? A way through. Access. No matter how much they tried, our guest speaker this morning could not get access. He's stuck on the other side of the bridge because there was either an accident or mechanical failure on the Hood Canal Bridge this morning. Now, I want you to get this very vividly. No matter how sincere he was, and he was sincere, no matter how dedicated he was to getting here, he was dedicated. No matter how prepared he was, and he was prepared, he couldn't get here. No matter what you try, if you're not in right relationship with Jesus, you're not going to have access. You can try and be the best person you want all day long. How many know that you're not saved by good works? I know a bunch of you in this room could look at me and said, Kevin, I am gooder than you are. I know you could. I know. I could look at you all day long and just respond, I know. I just thank God I'm saved by grace through faith. But it's not based on your good works. It's based on opening the access door, and His name is Jesus. And when you've come to Him and you said, Lord, I know what I am, but I receive who You are. Come into my heart, save me, be my Lord and Savior. I surrender to You, Jesus. He says, okay, I do that. Then when He's sitting on the throne of your heart, that bridge is open. You got access to God, to heaven, to peace. All the traffic, the good things of God, can come back and forth to you because of your surrender to Jesus. Are you glad for Jesus this morning?
Yes.
We have access by faith into this what? What's the next word? Into this what? Grace. Great grace. We have access into this grace, not deserved. What's mercy? You don't get what you do deserve. How many thank God? God didn't strike you down when you know you needed it or you know you deserved it. Thank God. That's mercy. But you know what grace is? Grace is God coming along and saying, I know you don't deserve this, but I love you enough to give this to you. Yeah. The keys to the Mustang. But there's grace. There's the gift. There's life. There's joy. There's peace. There's His presence. There's healing. There's freedom and guilt that bowed you down with the shame. He's taken it away and He said, come on, I got gifts for you. I love you so much. And God this morning said, even when the dark clouds come and the discouragements come, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be in turmoil. You don't have to be concerned because I've given you this grace by which you stand. This grace that revolutionizes your life. Somebody looks at you and says, you were bad. I knew you when. You go, yeah, but thank God you can know me now. I'm free in Jesus and I got grace. Here, you want some? Grace. Grace much greater than my sin, the old songster said. Oh, grace. Everybody's looking. And not many find, if they don't look in Jesus, for the kind of peace and grace and freedom that you and I can know every single day. Access to God into this grace Oh, man, I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful this morning for Jesus and all that he's done. We have access by faith into this grace in which we, what? Stand. Having done all, the Bible says, stand. When the turmoil comes and people want you to be afraid, and when the devil says, I'll steal your life, I'll take your life, I'll destroy your country, I don't care a whit about you, you all are a bad people, and the devil wants to accuse. God says, stand up by faith in Jesus Christ. Stand in Christ. Because you have peace, you have forgiveness, you have mercy you don't deserve, and you have all this good news. Stand. You don't have to fall. Your ship's not going to sink. Your building's not going to go over in the storm because you got your spiritual rebar down. You got your foundation. You've got Jesus. Stand! And then what? Because of all of this, it says you can rejoice. Rejoice! Come on, let me see your pearly whites. Let's see the smiles, everybody. Smile at each other. Show everybody. When my kids would frown when they were little, maybe, did you ever see this? Kids would pout and they, you know, maybe they fall down. It wasn't a big thing, but they made it a World War III calamity, you know. Ah! You know, and then they go around moping. So I always say to my kids, come on, let me see your teeth. Let me see your teeth. And they'd start. Come on, let me see your teeth. Rejoice. Rejoice. How come you can rejoice? You know, you come and spend an hour at church, and I got to be honest with you. I got to tell you, you want me to let you in on a little inside thing that a pastor goes through? I'll tell you, I mean it from the depths of my heart. We have talked over and over about this, and I can't hardly say this without tearing up. There's how many hours in a day? 7 days a week. And you got every talking head in the world talking at you on the newscasts, and some angry, some not. And you got every entertainment, every movie, every magazine, everything that's possible. And I'm asking you to give me an hour on Sunday morning. So for 20 minutes, I can share the Word of God with you that has to try to fight with and overcome all the junk the devil wants to put on you all week long. And we come into the house of God and we sing and we rejoice. Why? Because we love him and he refreshes us in his presence. So you go out hearing the word of God and you go out maybe with some more hope than you came with. And you go out saying, hey, you know, Jesus does love me and I'm going to be all right. And I can go out this week and I will live for Jesus and I will live for the word of God. And I'm not going to give up I've got something I can give my neighbor. I've got some hope I can give to people that are discouraged. And so as a pastor, you pray, oh God, let us say something. Let us say something that'll give enough for people to go through with you this week to walk in rejoicing and see you face to face. Rejoice as we stand in the peace of God. Rejoice. What's the next word? Anybody following along? Verse 2. We stand and we rejoice in what? Come on, say it, church. In what? In what? Louder. In what? Why are you yelling at me? Look around. The church should be the opposite of the world. And in the world, there is no hope. In the world, there isn't. But in Jesus, there is. Jesus is reaching to your hand and to mine this morning. And he says, come. I'll guide you. I'll lead you. I've forgiven you. I have mercy. I have grace. I give you joy. And in this dark, dying world, I'm the one who gives you hope. You go home today and people on your block see you get out of your car with a smile. You're not fighting the whole time getting in and out of the car. And they look over and you go, whew, how come you're different? Because I've got hope in Jesus. You want some? I got hope in Jesus. Who has it all in control. Come on, I said, Jesus has it All, come on, come on, say it. All in control. You know the old song. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. Okay. Just gotta throw a little jive in every now and then, you know, change things up. Rejoice in hope. What's your hope in? What's your hope in? What's the last phrase? In the glory of God. Because when it all comes down to it, and when it all wraps up, someday we will see Him face to face. And we will be so glad that we're there before His throne. And we'll say, thank you, Lord, that when my child died, you gave me peace and hope. And when a relationship came to an end that I didn't want to have come to an end, you held me. And oh God, when I couldn't see my way through debt or disease or distress, discouragement and depression, oh God, you held me. And all I've come to do here today is thank you that by your grace, I see you face to face. And all I really want, Lord, is for you to get the glory. For you to get the glory. Because you're worthy. You turn to the book of Revelation and you see it all comes to an end. With the glory of God. Now, let me ask you. Isn't that what you want to see? Isn't it? The glory of God? What about you, Carol? Amen. Now, I know some of you are saying, I just don't want to see it quite yet. But I want to see Him. What does it take? It takes understanding that if you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, this is the day to do it. Right now. Come. Give your life to Jesus. Admit and understand that, Lord, I've messed up on my own. I'm lost without you. I need you. You're the only Savior. Come into my heart. Save me. Be my Lord and Savior. It takes understanding that He loves you so much that He died for you and me. That He was buried and then He rose again. The Bible tells us He then ascended on high. And you know what He's doing for you right now? Right now. He's praying for you and me. He's praying, oh God, let him hear. The preacher, he sometimes messes up, but please let him hear me through him. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Will you speak with me, John 3:16-17, because it's true. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For He sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. If you're here this morning and you don't have that kind of relationship with Jesus that you want and know you need, this is your day. Come on up. If you need prayer for healing, there'll be people here to pray for you. If you have a different kind of prayer that's on your heart, we'll have people here to pray for you. Dean and Paula, would you please join for a few minutes over here to be praying for people this morning? We love you. If you're a guest with us this morning, we're so glad that you're here, and we invite you back any time and every time as we rejoice in the Lord. But this morning, especially as you go, thank God for all that He's done for you and me. Thank God that He's so good. We have access by faith to this grace. Isn't it good news? Lord, we are so grateful this morning as we come to you that your love is so wonderful and so marvelous and so gracious and so undeserved. We thank you, Lord, for being merciful to us today. We pray that as we leave this place, we go built up in excitement and joy for who you are and what you have done for us. We go with thanksgiving, Lord. We have access by grace through faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you raise your hand for the blessing? Lord, bless each one this day as they go from this place, that they go built up, encouraged, strengthened in Jesus, body, soul, and spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we have good news in Jesus, that you have saved and redeemed and made us whole. And we leave here today with the joy of our hope in rejoicing in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
Amen. Be released. Have a fantastic day in the Lord.